Sitka Tribe of Alaska says the current amount of herring eggs or roe set as reasonably necessary for subsistence does not adequately address subsistence needs. Tribal Council member Mike Miller says the current amount of 105,000 to 158,000 pounds was based on very little data from 1996 and 1997. Miller says it was always seen as a temporary number.
So as part of our deal with the Board of Fish to proceed, we said, you know, this isn't indicative of what the harvest really is. But they came back and said, we have to work with the numbers you presented. What you have to do is we'll work with 30% either way, the number that we have. When you get better data, you go back to the Fish Board and present that data, and you raise the number.
Since 2002, STA and Fish and Game have conducted more thorough surveys, and in the ensuing 4 years where subsistence users reported their needs were met, the numbers were significantly higher. The proposal asks that the subsistence level be raised to between 265,000 and 325,000 pounds of herring spawn. Miller also points out that the use of subsistence herring eggs is not limited just to Sitka.
And the one thing that was missing from the initial harvest surveys, was what other communities use. And so we've had feedback from just started outreach to other communities that use herring eggs from Sitka. The data, I think, from 11 communities so far is 111,000 pounds that they feel that other communities would use necessary for subsistence.
In fact, he says Sitka Sound may be one of the last places in the state for subsistence harvest of roe on branches.
Somebody from Barrow, a guy wanted herring eggs, so I took him herring eggs. He sent some whale meat down. A guy from Nolan called at their fundraiser. They needed herring eggs, so I sent some there. So the number, you know, was pretty heavy before used in Sitka. But as we're doing increased surveying, we're finding a bigger and bigger percentage of the eggs that are going out.
Advisory board member Eric Jordan says he supports the subsistence harvest and would even support a higher threshold. But he does have some concerns about how it could possibly impact the commercial fisheries if the low-end number is raised and the subsistence harvest isn't met.
So that's why I'm concerned about raising the lower end. In other words, I'm all in favor of you getting all the fish you want, but I'm not so sure that I want the commercial harvest driven by whether or not you get your subsistence harvest.
Many board members pointed out that the high-end number is a moot point anyway because there is no limit on how many eggs can be harvested. Miller stressed that state law gives priority to subsistence, and this proposal is meant to simply correct the numbers, not impact the fishery.
You can run through a million different scenarios of what that could do later on or not, but this is just strictly inaccurate information that's in regulation, and we have the accurate information now, and we're just asking you to update the amount necessary based on what we've provided.
Fish and Game Area Management Biologist Dave Gordon was asked how the proposal might impact the commercial fishery.
Really find it difficult to manage to around the subsistence fishery. I mean, we have done everything we can to, you know, try to stay away from some of the core subsistence areas. You know, there's many examples of years where we haven't fished anywhere near those areas, and yet there still seems to be some difficulty in achieving the desired harvest of roe on branches.
Gordon says there's only so much that can be done from a management standpoint, and there are a lot of factors beyond the fishery that contribute to the success or lack of success of the subsistence harvest.
You know, the state law is an opportunity to go harvest subsistence. It is a priority. That opportunity is a priority. Nobody's trying to take that priority away. So what's not meshing here is how the subsistence fishery and the interaction of the subsistence fishery with the commercial fishery is, you know, some want to believe that it's very direct, and I don't agree with that. It's not a direct relationship.
The advisory board all agreed with the higher quota for the subsistence harvest and voted unanimously to support the proposal. Sitka Tribe of Alaska also has a proposal into the Board of Fish to cap the guideline harvest level for the Sitka Sound sacro fishery at 10,000 tons, and that the harvest rate percentage be not more than 10%. Except for members Eric Jordan and Mike Baines, that proposal was not supported by the Fish and Game Advisory Committee. The Board of Fisheries will hold its 2009 meeting in Sitka in February. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.